Sit still. We have temporarily taken over your motion picture screens to bring you the following message.
You're doomed!
And welcome back to another episode of the We're Not Normal podcast.
What the fuck, girlfriend? Calm down. You better calm down with all that. Wow, that was scary.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning back in.
Now you sound like you're congested.
I know, yeah.
You sound like, thank you for your money.
Meow. Yo, Slim Shady. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
All right. Yes. Mm. Ooh, that pizza looks
good. No, it did not. It was Little Caesars. That does not look good.
Detroit's? Oh, no, well, yeah, I guess. Little Caesars is a hit or miss.
It's a miss.
Okay.
It used to be a hit back in the days.
I like their cheesy bread.
About 20.
That's about it.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they changed the recipe up. And since they changed the recipe up, they managed to get an NFL deal. So, I mean.
Doesn't mean the NFL has taste. Those people are hitting the head all the time. How do you know they can taste anything?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They probably can't taste shit.
They're like, oh, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning back in. Hopefully you guys liked the past episode that we did. Actually, it's pretty fairly recent, the New Year's traditions that we did. Hopefully that was a good episode for you guys. And the past other episodes, give those episodes a listen. And guys, if you haven't yet, follow this podcast so you know that when we drop, we drop bombs like boom, like boom.
We don't even have the bomb one.
Huh?
Where's the other sound effect?
Hold on, I'm gonna go check to see where the bomb is. Hold on, I'm not coming here.
Oh my god!
You know where the bomb's at?
Well, that means I'm on the mic by myself.
Yes.
So hello, everybody.
All right, here we go. I found the bombs.
Let me see.
Drop the bomb on them.
Where's the bomb?
Please don't drop the bomb on me.
I forgot where the bomb is.
Please don't drop the bomb on me. No, Whoopi's the fart noise. No!
Battery's dead!
No! That's why I haven't been pulling that one out. But, alright, I'm gonna make a makeshift.
Oh my god.
Bow, bow, bow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that was a piss poor bomb sound.
Piss poor. It was a piss poor.
How about drop the bat? No, that doesn't ring off really good
drop
either.
The bomb on. Let's get the Gap Band. The Gap Band to do it.
The Gap Band.
Yeah. They sing Drop the Bomb on You.
Yes, all right. Yeah, I know. I knew that.
You didn't?
I knew
that's
that.
That's why you were questioning me, because you knew that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to get some more clarity on that.
Yeah, of course. That's what it
so, was. So, yeah. You dropped the bomb on.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So, anyways, this episode, and then it'll be on the episode title.
This well, episode. That's convenient. That's where it should be. Good job.
Yay. So these are the listed the 30 most shocking government secrets.
I'm not going to be shocked.
Are really?
Are you going to be shocked?
Okay. I might be shocked at some of them.
I'm not going to be at all.
Oh, I hope you get shocked, huh? Oh, I hope... I hope you're shocked at some of these.
And what if I'm not?
I don't know. Then
yeah.
Hopefully it's not a disappointing episode. So we're going to go shoot for it anyway. So
boom,
here we go.
Here we go.
Number one.
Oh.
The Pentagon does have a UFO program. I mean,
we know this.
Yeah, we.
Are you shocked? So far, not doing so good, are we?
No, we're not doing it. This actually makes me a little bit worried.
Yeah, you should be.
So yes, so we covered the ATIP, the program back in what episode was that? When we were going over the declassified UFO documents and all that. That was like back in sometime last year.
How many episodes have we done?
Jeez, this is going to be our 46th episode. So this was back in like episode 35, I believe.
And we haven't done. I have no idea. I just lost my train of thought.
You mean, what do you mean? Like subject wise or
no,
what?
No, I just lost my train of thought. Sorry, continue.
All right. So, yes.
Brain farted.
Among some of the Pentagon's most secretive programs in the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. Oh, is the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. My bad. The program was dedicated to investigate reports of unidentified flying objects, UFOs, but nowadays it's UAPs.
No. It's UFOs. UFOs. No, we're not changing it.
But for years, it was never formally acknowledged by the Department of Defense. The agency claims the program stopped receiving funds in 2012. However, many believe it continues to operate to this day. Mm. And I kind of, you know, agree with those people believing that it's still going on. Like, they could have just said, like, we threw it to the side. Not enough funds. Bullshit.
Yeah.
They're just like,
how could there not be enough funds? We're,
you know, we're just
millions on satellites and shit like that. We don't have enough funds for other.
The James, oh my God, I was like so worried about the James Webb telescope thing. That $10 billion just going down the drain. Just like one little error could have, you know, blown.
Yeah.
We could have blown like $10 billion just like out of, literally out of Earth.
We do it all the time though, so.
But it's doing pretty good. It's taking some good pictures out there, you know, of all the original galaxies or whatever. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some really high definition pictures. You guys should go check those out. Number two, Apple's top secret iPod? What? So according to former Apple software engineer David Shayer, the tech company worked with the U.S. Department of Energy on a covert project back in 2005. The special iPod was allegedly supposed to act as a Geiger counter by testing radiation levels in the air. He shared in tidbits. You could walk around a city.
Tidbits? Not Tim. Is that Tim Horton Bits?
No. Tidbits with a D.
Oh.
Timbits, actually. Some of the Timbits actually sound pretty good. Like, no, I like those cherry one Timbits. To my Canadian and upstate New York listeners out there, I think they might have. Yeah, like up, well, more up north, and basically the up north listeners. Yeah, Timbits are really good. All right, so you could rock around the city casually listening to your tunes, while recording evidence of radioactivity, scanning for smuggled or stolen uranium, for instance, or evidence of a dirty bomb development program, with no chance that the press or public would get wind of what was happening. Shayer wrote, that's pretty interesting. I mean, okay. Still not shocked?
Not shocked at all.
So number three, the FBI was tracking Bigfoot.
I'm not. Are you shocked?
I kind of, you know.
Don't lie.
I ran into this document. I mean,
yeah.
I think we might have covered it also.
Yeah. See, I told you.
Apparently, the FBI does have a file on everyone.
Yeah.
Including mystical creatures like Bigfoot or Sasquatch. Sure. Deep within the FBI's Freedom of Information library, you can track down the agency's file on Bigfoot. Files are released only when a subject is deceased. So they're implying...
Still alive.
Files are released only when a subject is deceased.
Right. So it's still alive because it's not released.
No. No. Like... So wait, which only not only points to the figure being real, but also suggests that the agency believed it is dead.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why I read it twice.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's why I read it twice. I was like, no.
I'm saying yeah, right to the article. I'm not saying yeah, right to you.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. I was like, wait, deceased means that? No, never mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're not going to get confused,
it
right?
It doesn't mean that, yeah.
Yeah. So forth, So, number four, the playing card escape. What? So, during World War II, the United States and Britain snuck Allied prisoners of war escape maps using playing cards. The papers containing detailed escape routes were hidden in between the layers of cards. The Geneva Convention stated Christmas care packages were allowed to be delivered to POWs, which is how the deck of cards went undetected. Huh. Five, the Navy UFO videos weren't supposed to be released. So, there are at least three videos released by U.S. Navy documenting UFO activity. However, those videos were never supposed to have leaked. Along with a confirmation that the videos were taken by Navy pilots and captured unexplained aerial phenomena, the agency also admitted the footage was never intended for the public to see. Yeah.
Are you surprised? Are you shocked?
That they didn't want us to see the video? Oh, yeah.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're lying.
No. Yeah. All right. Still have yet to be shocked in here.
Yeah.
Number six. Witnesses claim that there's more to the Nimitz UFO encounters. Most people were astonished after watching the three Navy UFO videos, aka the Nimitz UFO encounters, but many speculate that there's way more to the incident than previously seen. After watching the videos in full, witnesses claim there is a longer video still yet to be released.
Oh, shit.
In which the object performed a number of physically impossible maneuvers.
Cool.
Probably did some, like a quadruple, triple, double, flip, Rooney, spinner Rooney.
And then landed it and got 10 points.
Yes. number seven, the CIA built a robot dragonfly. So thanks to James Bond and
remember
others,
we thought it would be like birds? Remember they're saying birds are like...
Yes, birds aren't real.
Robotic. Yeah, birds are real. They're just the government spying on us.
Yeah, birds aren't real, guys.
Yeah.
So if you see a little wren by your window just peeping at you...
Spying on you.
Just,
government spying on you.
That wren is just, it's taken in information of how you brush your teeth, how you wake up at night, how you take a shit, everything.
Ugh, I wouldn't want to be in there with you. No. Might pass out.
It might,
might short circuit it.
Yes, it'd be a dead robot bird.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck. I fucked that up.
Yeah.
So thanks to James Bond and other spy movies, our imaginations are filled with possibilities for covert devices on the spy trade, but the reality is so much better than imagined. At least that's how we felt when the CIA released never-before-seen devices from the 1970s at the CIA Museum in Washington, D.C. Among the gadgets was a drone-like dragonfly known by the CIA as the Insectothopper. Insectothopper?
Oh
my God.
You're probably pronouncing it wrong.
Insectothopper.
Oh my God. Okay, so we get it. It's an insect robot. Next.
Oh, wait. Number eight, anti-robot catfish.
Oh my God. So now I can't even catch fish without the government trying to spy on me?
Yeah.
Oh my Lord. You
see, like, they...
Dude, that's fucking insane.
Oh my God!
So now fish are robotic.
You can't fillet the fish. You know,
oh my God, but we just ate fish.
Oh man!
Was it robotic fish?
See, I thought I tasted a capacitor or two.
Oh, my God. You're a dork.
See, meet Charlie. Charlie! The CIA's top secret catfish. The agency built the robotic part submarine in the 90s to see if it was possible to build an uncrewed underwater vehicle, or a UUV. Charlie's purpose was to collect water samples without being detected, but it is unclear if it ever succeeded. Since the agent controlling the unmanned vehicle needed to be nearby for it to work, that's... Mm-hmm. So,
He's the remote.
Yeah, he's like controlling it like a RC car.
Yep.
In like a black van or whatever by a lake or whatever they do it.
Oh my God.
So it needed to be nearby.
So when you go fishing, you need to watch for like people with remotes.
In a black SUV. Yeah, no, they'll probably be in that. Yeah.
The fishes.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah. As well as the catfish not being very common in the 90s. It can be assumed that the invention wasn't too useful. I'm sure not. So number 9, the military's attempt at weaponizing lightning.
Oh my God, they're controlled. They're trying to control lightning too. They're so yesy. Not surprised. Would you stop trying to play with the wire? She thinks it's like a ball of wire.
Mm-hmm. Cats are so stimulated by that. We're done. No, I'm just kidding.
Drop the bomb on me.
Drop the bomb. We got to get some brownies. Hold on, guys. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back. Wow, we haven't taken a break in a while, feels like. But we really needed to get those brownies out of the oven.
Yeah,
because
they sounded really good right now.
Yeah, so it's we probably shouldn't even said brownies because that was actually like one of our secret projects.
Yeah,
working on some explosive brownies.
Oh my God, you're a dork.
I'm just kidding.
You're a dork.
I didn't want to say like a hot word and over. We're innocent. We're innocent, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
No, we're not.
Yes.
No, we're not.
Some explosive brownies. Oh, my God. What am I thinking here?
Yeah, be careful what you say.
Yeah, right.
Government's going to come knocking on the door.
FBI, open up! No, I'm just kidding. All right. So, yes, weaponizing lightning. Imagine a weapon that couldn't be traced to the attacker. That was the idea behind the CIA's past attempt at weaponizing lightning. According to a declassified document from 1967, while the invention turned out to be functional, the agency never fulfilled the program. I mean, because it's Mother Nature.
How do we know it's not controlled by somebody else? What I'm saying?
Is Mother Nature actually
an alien?
An alien or an FBI agent? Just an
don't know craziness.
So that's what is that like? So Mother Nature is actually working for HAARP, HAARP, the one agency or that facility that is supposed to be responsible for the earthquakes and hurricanes and all that. You never heard of the HAARP facility?
I don't think so.
We'll have to cover that someday.
Is there a lot of information on it, or is it boring?
We never make anything boring around here.
You're funny.
We spice it up.
We do.
I mean,
we
try to spice it up. We're not like, you know, I'm sorry to fucking harp on the show, but
you just said harp again. Harp.
Oh my God. I didn't even, pun not intended.
Yeah,
but Ancient Aliens, oh my God. I mean, I get it. I liked what they were trying to do and get at, you know, with ancient alien astronauts or whatever. But it's just like the way that they were presenting the information and stuff. It just, like, it wasn't entertaining, like, pretty much. And,
Ancient Alien, the series? Is that what you're talking about?
From what I was seeing in season one, you remember, like,
but how do you know this gets better? How many fucking shows have you watched where it started, kind of starts out slow,
mm-hmm.
and it gets better and better and better, just like comedians, sometimes comedians.
Yeah, they start out really slow, start.
And then it gets better.
And better.
So how do you know? You only gave it, like, a shot, dude.
Yeah, I know. So... Okay, so what you're saying is we should start off at, like, season three, then.
Probably.
And maybe that's where it gets, like, spicy and all that. I mean, some of the stuff that, you know, like, that they run into, you know, some of, you know, the stuff that they try is kind of interesting, but it's just, like, the, I know season one, and then it's the you know, the pilot, probably, mm-hmm. that we were watching, and it just seemed, like, a little slow, and then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Ancient Aliens. Fuck.
Yeah.
Georgios, or George, I think that's the guy with the crazy hair, his name. He's probably, oh my God. Is he going to be at one of the Comic-Cons that we're going to?
I think he was already.
Oh, okay. All right. So.
Or I don't know if he's going. There'll be one in Kentucky that I think he's going to.
Man. All right. So. Forget I said anything bad about Ancient Aliens. I know. I
know. You didn't even give it a shot.
Man.
A lot of things.
We got. All right.
Get better.
All right. All right. So I'm going to clear it up now. So this doesn't get you know. All right. We're going to give Ancient Aliens another shot. We're going to try it from season two. Hopefully it gets more spicy there.
Mm.
I'm going to give it another shot. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. Number 10. The Pentagon is possibly...
No, he'll be at the Lexington Comic-Con this in 2023.
Okay. So, number 10, the Pentagon is possibly in possession of off-world vehicles. The Pentagon has always remained tight-lipped on whether or not there even is a funded UFO program. That being said... Claims that have been made that the government is in possession of off-world vehicles. Jeez, I don't know why that's so hard to say, like, close to off-world vehicles. So, instead of off-road vehicles...
I know, that's probably what you want to say.
It's off-world vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that mean, like, possibly in... Within the next 50 years, instead of off-roading, people are going to go off-worlding?
I feel like they already do it.
They go off-worlding?
Yeah.
They just like, okay, so they got their rear-wheel drive, they got the all-wheel drive, they got their four-wheel drive option, and then there's going to be like another knob where you could just flick, and then they have the off-world drive option.
Right.
So you just fly into space or whatever, you know, just get out of this world. I mean, I don't know, man.
Get out of the world.
So astrophysicist Eric Davis, who consulted for the Pentagon's UFO program, examined numerous materials that he deems off-world vehicles not made on this Earth. No, just kidding. All right.
Surprise, not shocking at all. What are we on right now? Number 11?
Number 11.
And still not shocked.
Fuck. This sucks. Well, it doesn't suck. I mean, getting, like, refreshers and getting some, like, assurance that, you know, government's doing some shady shit, whatever. 11.
Well, we already knew that.
Yeah.
So this is not shocking.
So we're getting reassurance.
Oh my God.
11, lost plutonium in the Himalayas. I think I heard of this one. Like, okay. So this was like back in the Cold War thing when all that nuclear shit was going on with between us and Russia.
Okay.
And there's like lost somebody lost like a bag of this the plutonium, like explode, like pretty much the shit for the atomic weapons or whatever,
okay.
The nuclear bombs. But anyway, so the United States and India came together for a joint mission in the 1960s that, if successful, would monitor China's nuclear development. Oh, I'm sorry, it's China. What the fuck?
Yeah.
My geography is off.
Yeah.
So the goal was to install radioactive isotope PU-238 powered sensors. So PU... PU-238 powered sensors, but hazardous conditions forced the team to evacuate the Himalayas before the installation was complete. When they returned, the sensors had vanished. No one has tracked down the plutonium devices, but locals believe that they are still active in the area and are responsible for melting mountain caps that are causing massive floods. That is fucking crazy. So, number 12, the mysterious dark mass that wasn't a submarine. Oh, is it Loch Ness Monster?
Dude, I just
what
read...
What the fuck?
Do you know who Gangsta Boo is?
Yes, a rapper.
What group is she from?
Damn. West Coast or East Coast?
I don't know, I think they're down south.
Oh, so down south. Gangsta Boo. The East Side? No.
No.
Fuck! God damn it.
3-6 Mafia?
Is she really? I thought 3-6 Mafia was...
Well, she was in 3-6 Mafia. She left the group a long time ago.
Yeah, I thought that was only Juicy J, Project Pat.
No,
and,
she was in it. Anyway, she died.
Wow.
43 years old. Now that's shocking. I'm shocked.
Jeez, man.
It has nothing to do with the fucking story, but I just read that right now. That's crazy.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, for us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she's from Tennessee.
Damn, that sucks. Oh, did you hear number 12?
No. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
The mysterious dark mass that wasn't a submarine.
Do we already know about the Loch Ness Monster?
Retired Navy Commander David Fravor recalled an unusual experience that could only be described as terrifying. In the 1990s, he was assigned to retrieve BQM aerial target drones and submarine telemetry torpedoes from the ocean. The helicopter pilot was tasked to do the same. Both men witnessed a large dark mass, circular in shape, descend towards the surface when they were attempting to hook the torpedo, and both swear it wasn't a submarine. In the helicopter's pilot encounter, the object sucked up the torpedo, never to be recovered. Ooh, it's a USO.
No.
What?
Uh-oh.
It's a USO.
Okay. No, it's a Loch Ness.
Circular in shape? Circular in shape. So, I mean, that sounds like a USO to me. Right?
A UCO. An unidentified circular object.
No. Unidentified.
I know. I know. But you said it was circular in shape.
Oh, gosh. What are we doing here?
I know. We don't even know what we're doing anymore. Your balled up wires here.
My God. Number 13. The existence of Iran's military dolphins.
Oh, my God. More animals.
While many are concerned over Iran's nuclear capabilities, the military is also keeping a watchful eye on its sea. In 2000, Iran purchased a fleet of military-trained dolphins from Russia, and no one knows whether they're alive or not today. The dolphins were originally trained by the Soviet Union to kill and attack enemy ships. What the fuck?
What if everything in the ocean is...
Is trained to
military.
Kill.
Military.
It's just like trained.
The sharks, the dolphins, the motherfucking sea turtles.
Oh my God.
The angelfishes.
Babe, there's a. I don't know if it happened during Shark Week. When is Shark Week? During the summer, right?
Yeah, it's past already.
Yeah, so I guess this past summer, there was like somebody that was in a plexiglass thing, you know, in the ocean. And
no,
he was,
you don't say.
And I
you don't
I
say.
Don't say. So, oh man, this gray white shark, right? It breaks through it.
Oof.
That's and rough. It almost catches the guy.
Whew, that's a rough time right there.
I don't know why.
he was under arrest.
He was like, I guess he was like trying to test the myth out of like, can you punch a shark in the nose and it go away?
You're an idiot.
So he was in this like plexiglass thing, and then the shark just like comes, like almost fucking eats him. I'll have to show you the video later.
That's insane, but I'm not shocked.
Man.
So happens when you play with sharks.
Yeah. Especially a great white shark. I can't imagine. Stupid. Jeez. 14. The unknown location of a Russian anti-aircraft missile. The United States experienced a huge win for the intelligence community in June 2020 by acquiring Russia's most advanced anti-aircraft missile, the Pantsir. S-1 from Libya.
The Panzer?
The Panzer. The Panzer.
Oh. The Panzer.
It depanzes everybody.
Oh my goodness.
So from Libyan forces, the Panzer S-1.
Dude, that's insane.
No, the Panzer. The Panzer.
You didn't say it right.
Is a low altitude air device system mounted on the back of a military truck to the pants everybody. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my.
It has recently been used in Libyan and Syrian war zones. The U.S. Air Force transported the weapon out of the country and has since moved it into an unknown location. 15. The U.S. military once funded a flying saucer program.
We already know about this.
While the public has always been fascinated with the government's investigation of UFOs, the fact that the military once funded the design of its own flying saucers hasn't been made public until recently. The secret program launched by the military in the 1950s was titled Project 1794. The mission, a supersonic aircraft that could uniquely combat Soviet bombers. I think I showed you, like, the little, like, videos, too, of them, like, it was, like, this, like, bulky-ass, like, kind of, it was like a bootleg alien flying saucer.
Oh, my God.
And they were, it was actually, like, kind of hovering, like, and they were, you know, they were so close. It was like, yay, you tried so hard.
Oh, my God. That's so sad.
All right. You just want me to fly through this list?
Yes.
I mean, okay.
I mean, are you shocked? Are you getting shocked?
Not really. So the Air Force built 16. The Air Force built a secret fighter jet. 17. The Cold War era's constant PEG program. Blah, blah, blah. Nothing interesting yet. 18. The CIA used drones against Soviet SA-2 missiles. Whatever. Nope. Blah, blah, blah. 19. The Air Force's unmanned space plane. 20, the CIA's Soviet-era bird drone concept. A bird drone.
Yeah, remember? Birds are robotic. They're drones.
Oh, birds aren't real.
No, remember? We gotta get that shirt. That's
so what the...
who sells that?
I'll
look that up.
There's a website, Birds Aren't Real.
Didn't we see Ghost Brothers?
Yeah, and then
one
they
of
were...
Ghost Brothers had a Birds Aren't Real shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
21, the A-12 Oxheart aircraft tested at Area 51.
Nope.
22, the Air Force's top secret space station.
Nope.
23, a drone attack from the Congolese. What the fuck? 24, the quality of United States satellite capabilities. So wait, okay, so I'm going to slow down here. There are thousands of satellites in Earth's orbit right now, and hundreds are operated by the United States military. While the public has known of their presence for years, the actual capabilities of our spy satellites were unknown until former President Donald Trump tweeted a classified image in September 2019. From the image of the exploded rocket launch in Iran, experts were quick to identify the satellite as one of the United States KH-11 reconnaissance satellites, which, for obvious reasons, there is not a lot of known information about it. I mean, yeah, I guess I'm not shocked. Still, motherfucker. So, yeah, Project Blue Book, 25, mm-hmm. the end of Project Blue Book, we covered that shit. 26, an unclassified object was caught on film in 2018. Mm. What? That can't be it.
That looks like two plates.
And then that doesn't look like a quality of image for 2018, though.
No.
The world was shocked when a leaked video of an unidentified aerial phenomenon appeared in 2020. But the government was far less surprised, as they knew about the footage for 2 years. Taken from what is believed to be an F/A-18 pilot, the object is described as cube-shaped. I think I remember this video. The reports that show both the unidentified aerial phenomenon. UAP.
UFO.
They call it UAPs nowadays.
No, UFO. Quit trying to change it.
Jeez.
We don't always have to change it.
Well, I mean.
No.
Tell that to the government.
I'm telling you.
Why are you telling me?
Just be like,
I'm
the UFO, one reading. This is UAP. No, I'm the like one. UFO.
I'm reading.
I'm not
whatever
getting a new shirt. I like my UFO shirt. I'm not getting a UAP shirt.
But this is what the government is saying. The government is saying that UAPs.
UFO sounds more sci-fi-ish than UAP.
I'm not disagreeing. I use UFOs too, but it's
to say UAP.
I mean, just to kind of mess with you, I guess. But.
Yeah, I'm get fucked up.
Oh boy. So. Yeah, the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force and the Department of Defense's UAP unit
UFO.
were investigating the matter.
UFO.
27, the leak of psychoelectric weapons documents. Huh. Yeah. 28, the Russian spy who leaked atomic bomb information. 29, the hazardous devices school in Alabama. What? So as the amount of improvised explosive devices in the United States continues to increase, the FBI created the hazardous devices school in a remote area in Alabama to train bomb squad officers across the country. Nearby in Huntsville, Alabama, is a neighboring facility, the Terrorist Explosive Device Analytical Center. Oh no, we're at the end, and guess what number 30 is?
Something I'm not going to be shocked about.
What
is it, dogs and cats are spies too?
There are no aliens inside of Area 51.
Yeah. Well, it's because they moved them all.
Yeah.
Because everyone was going to storm Area 51, remember?
Yeah. And then they had to move them to the underground base.
E.T., we gotta go.
E.T.
we gotta back.
E.T., there's no time to phone home. You know?
Yeah, no time.
We gotta find you a new home.
Yep. They did.
While heavily guarded and secure, Area 51 has been a place that has long fascinated the extraterrestrial obsessed. However, the big secret of the protected base is that there are no aliens there. Instead, the remote location is used as a test site for American-made. I'm glad.
That's funny that
it's funny. American-made.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not outer space made.
Nope.
American-made.
Yep.
There's a difference, guys.
Difference.
So American-made classified devices like aircrafts, communications, and weapons. Hmm. Well, we are at the end of the list, babe.
It's a sad day. Sad day for the podcast. Because we are not surprised at all. Sorry. Told you.
I mean.
I'm not surprised. Don't try to act like you're surprised. Where's a friend? Where's a meow meow? Oh, she almost missed the bed. Kitty, kitty.
She was not on target today.
Are you a spy today?
Is she even real?
Nope.
Are we even talking right now? Is this even a real microphone?
Who knows? Well, you got to shove so far up your nose.
They're investigating my nose hairs. That's what they're doing.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
They're taking some samples.
Oh, my God. If it flies, it spies.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So that's
the end.
Can't
fly.
Yeah.
Do they fly? We can make them fly. They, you want to go fly?
I mean, when they jump pretty high, it looks like they're flying.
It is. They're all good.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. This is the end of the list. And, we made it as interesting as we could possible. Get it as possible to, you know, play with what we played with and did our best. But if you enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Share the podcast, share this episode so that we get new listeners on this podcast. Rate the podcast 5 stars, most likely to get us up in the charts.
The charts.
We greatly appreciate that. And all right, guys, it's the new year, new year, new year. Promise we'll have more episodes.
Surprising episodes.
More surprising, more shocking episodes.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming at you guys all year long.
Yeah.
All right, guys, take it easy. Enjoy the new year.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a great one for you guys. And all right.
Great one for everybody.
Great one for everybody. Yes. Definitely.
All right.
All right. Love, peace, and chicken grease. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.